Governor Doyle is trying to tackle a more than $370 million shortfall in the current fiscal year. With that in mind, Doyle has announced budget trimming in his own office. He says he will not take his $9,300 pay raise, and he will cut 8 positions from the governor's office staff. Wisconsin's budget director told business executives meeting in Madison to expect cuts and layoffs like never before in this state. The same group got the inside track from legislative leaders like Democrat Representative Jim Cruiser.
There's going to be a lot of blood on the floor. I'll tell you, it's going to be ugly. Ugly. There are going to be cuts in every program.
But in the first round, Governor Doyle's special session budget adjustment bill trims less than half of the shortfall projected for the next 5 months. Assembly Speaker John Gard holds the prevailing Republican majority view of it.
I was disappointed last week when he called a special session, announced a $370 million shortfall, and gave us $160 million of an answer. As a legislative leader, I have the right to say, where's the rest?
Once legislators take up the governor's budget repair bill, they will go to work on it, perhaps looking for deeper reductions. What they're really looking ahead to is the governor's new 2-year budget that will reflect cuts to make up for the projected $3.2 billion deficit. Senate Majority Leader Mary Panzer.
When we're done, there will be less government per citizen in this state.
The governor's repair bill calls for spending cuts and money transfers to buoy the balance sheet until the remainder of the shortfall can be rolled into the next budget. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.